going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nino had a great experience when he listed his Oakmont home with Gina. Her cost-efficient tips made our showroom ready, Nino said. Sold for $350,000. Gina will sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. You can't lose. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh. Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. It's Friday. We're hanging out at the Branch. Man, it's been a long night, but a fun night for Falcon fans. And Mike and I have been chopping it up all day with you. 404-726-0929. And by the way, find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And, of course, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Mike, I don't know. And, look, it may be too premature, but I do think that after last night, would you say that Terry's back in the good graces of most Falcon fans?
Well, he's back in my good graces, certainly today. I mean, now again, yes, I get it. There's a risk in everything. There's a risk in Pierce. There's a risk if you just, you stand pat and you hope you hit in the second round. This was being proactive. They obviously identified Pierce as their guy. Now, I will say this. If there is an indictment of our general manager, it is a degree of tunnel vision. If he locks on a guy, he locks on a guy.
Yes.
You know, and again, if Penix was, and Wes had a very convenient argument, although I disagree with it, if Penix went this year, he'd be the first year. Okay, great. Still doesn't validate the stupidity of having Cousins and him at the same time. But that said, he definitely wanted to go get Pierce. And we're going to talk to James Pierce Jr. coming up later in the 4 o'clock hour. But okay, so you go and you make the move. If this guy pans out and we are back in the business, Carl, if we're leading, imagine we're top 5 in sacks.
Be great.
Could you imagine that?
It'd be great.
Having lived there since 16, you're right. And even then, it wasn't a great defense. So, yeah. I'm cool with it. I get it. It took me a while because I had tunnel vision on Mike Green. That's why it just took me about a day to get it around.
And look, again, we can debate, the skill level. Abe and I were talking about this, and Abe was convinced, as he's hanging out with us today here, helping us produce up here at the Branch, about, it all depends on the board, and it does. I mean, example is last year. But you can't say, like last year, well, it all depends on the board because the Falcons had him as their best quarterback. And then this year, dismiss right. The fact that Mike Green was on everybody's board, but yet nobody took him
right.
In the first round, which makes us obviously say whatever concerns all teams had
right.
Pushed him to the second round. But I'm telling you guys, somebody's going to take him today. And Mike, for the Falcons, the risk wasn't worth the reward. So they said, look, we'll take somebody else. That we think very highly of, and I don't even know if he was on their board or not. Again, maybe the red flags kept him off their board completely.
Well, again, they got underneath James Pierce Jr.'s fingernails, like teams do. They got all the way back to junior high school football. I mean, they got all the way back to, the family, the way they basically did the same thing with Bijan, although, I think Bijan sells himself, pre-draft a couple years ago. But, look, they did their due diligence. Here's the guy. So, as we said, guys, you had your guy, I had my guy. Now we're going to see if they're even more aggressive today, or it's just simply going to be chalk, and we'll have to wait till the third round for our pick. Or, maybe one more big move in us, and that might be, moving on from Onyemata, creating some cap space, and going for Jalen Ramsey, which I'm not sold on that necessarily, but it would still be an upgrade over Hughes.
No.
And then Hughes slides to the nickel, and all of a sudden, a weakness is a strength.
That's what you want to do. You want to turn what weaknesses we have
right.
had into strengths. When you're talking about our team being 31st in sacks last year, we're last in the league. This is the thing, guys. When you go, if you're new to Atlanta or you're going, man, why is everybody in such a fuss about these pass rushers? Mm-hmm. Last in the league the last 10 years in sacks. That puts it in perspective. It's not just about last year. This has been an ongoing saga for our football team. So when the GM and the front office finally address it, and Mike, we've been saying this, you got to go get it off the tree. That's our analogy, guys, for drafting a guy. You can go bring in a 32-year-old player with the success coming off of an injury. Yes, we hoped it would work, but it didn't. But you go get it off the tree. You go draft a guy or two, and you say, these are young guys, as I've been saying, we can grow with.
Right.
Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. turn into the players, Mike, that we think they're going to be, over the next decade, these are guys we're going to fall in love with, and they become our guys.
Right. So, again, guys, Todd McShay literally goes, holy blank, on his live podcast as things went down, and we move up. And the way you look at it is, yeah, there was always going to be an inherent risk. And you look at the Rams, and, you know, yes, blank those picks, I said to Carl in the 2 o'clock, are only works if we're living in the NFC playoffs. Well, with an offense, with the weapons we've got, and this, if these guys hit and Ruka Roro hits, then we will be living in the NFC playoffs for some time to come.
No doubt about it. All right, I want you to hear a couple of things. As I said, maybe you felt a certain kind of way about Terry. Maybe you have been. But it's drafts like this that make you go, wow, okay, you know what, if in fact this works. Boy, I mean, he's on the right track. This is what our head coach, Raheem Morris, had to say about Terry Fontenot.
When you talk about it, Terry did such a great job of having the ability to go over our profiles and what we're looking for. From a rush standpoint, from an edge standpoint, from creating some havoc on the passer. We got a chance to go over some of those profiles and be able to talk to those different things with different coaches that we got in the building. And I really believe the scouts and Terry and his group all really sat down and put together a great list for us to go out there and evaluate. And couldn't be more pleased with obviously the class and what was available to us. And to be able to go out there and get that thing accomplished like that, I can't say enough positive things about us.
Now, Terry won't admit it publicly, but I'm going to say, mm-hmm. Mike, that they had no intention of taking offense. Zero.
No. No, and that's good. And like, and I, by the way, I was – some, Mike, you were just trolling us with this offensive tackle. Well, I mean, just based on, you know –
Well, there is a small percentage.
Right. And look, if you go back and you look at Penix, Penix has more mobility than Cousins, obviously. And how did they look at the film? I did a deep dive on Caleb McGarry, but obviously, you know, Caleb McGarry didn't hurt us in the game against the Commanders. You know, there was certainly the Giants. It was more Pitts with a bad deflection that created a turnover.
Wasn't it McGarry – help me if I'm incorrect here – that gave up the sack in the Saints game?
Yeah, he trips on Lindstrom. Lindstrom and him kind of lock ankles, okay. And so he falls down. But he also got beat on his own in that game, which didn't help Kirk Cousins hitting the turf. But, yeah, but McGarry did get contribute, if you want, to that that injury to Kirk, which got him off the field.
Yeah, that look, do I think – and this is the point that I always say as we start camp, because I know everybody, you know, talks about where we lack and where we should be adding players. You just – guys, you're not going to be great everywhere. You're just not. And you hope that the players, the great players you have, pick up the slack. I think, unfortunately, Mike, I'm with you. Do I wish we could upgrade in that area? Yes. I don't think they're going to, because their focus has been so much about how to improve this defense. And then you spent the last four drafts on offense. They just – and we don't have the money to go get an upgrade at that position.
And to be honest, the one thing – I mean, when I was killing Terry over the Cousins and Penix both, I wanted Penix one or the other. But the one thing I give him credit – I always give him credit for, having good offensive line depth. That's something we didn't have under Dan Quinn. That was something we didn't have in those years. We just really struggled in the trenches having guys who could – you lose – remember one time we had three guys go out?
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't
brutal.
Miss a beat. But we can handle that. So they may find some more – again, undrafted free agents, man. Jesse Tuggle, John Randall, a lot of dudes, you know, we talked about it the other day.
Yes.
Cowboys made a history of getting studs that were undrafted free agents, and we may do the same.
Let's hear Rod talk about the versatility of Jalen Walker. He's set to join us coming up next hour, guys. Stay tuned. Also, James Pierce is going to come on with us live here at Flowery Branch. This is Coach.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Draw.
You know, being able to come off the edge, being able to move around. He's very self-aware. If you ever talk to this young man, he'll kind of tell you what he thinks he is. And he's 30% off the edge. He's 30% blitzing through a gap. He can do some different things in the back end. He can drop. He can do all kinds of different things. So, like, he's definitely a threat, and he's definitely provides a threat for us that would allow us to utilize him in the most captivating ways. And, like, we got a lot of coaches up there that are just gunning to use him and gunning to find different ways to get it done. And I just can't say enough good things about him.
Mike, we've used that term Swiss Army knife.
Right, right.
And in many cases, we have said, do you want a guy that does one thing really well, which Pierce does. He just comes off the edge. That's what he does.
See quarterback, get quarterback.
Yes, it's easy. For Jalen, he does a lot of different things well, and that's why you hear Ross say we can use him in so many ways. That's what Kirby and company did at Georgia.